of my master's research is looking at improving both the playability and also the management practices for golf course superintendents for golf course fairways and tees. And so Bermuda grass is very well known to be the most used golf or most used species for golf course fairways and tees. Zoysia grass is gaining in popularity, especially in the transition zone, but also in the southern United States. As was discussed in our previous talk, there are some growth differences between Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass. And one parameter in particular that's used to differentiate those two has been the recuperative potential. And with that recuperative potential within that definition can be related to divot recovery of those grasses. And divot recovery in particular is something that's always ongoing on golf courses. It's something that golf course superintendents are continually battling. And it's been estimated that 0.49 acres of turf are removed each year on a Bermuda grass golf course fairway from divoting. And if you're curious, or if you'd like to know more about this, you can look into Abstract 295-19. So as a result, golf course superintendents are continually trying to do things to enhance their divot recovery, whether it be through selecting particular medias or incorporating seed, fungicide, or fertilizer. Most of the research that has been performed with divot recovery has been performed on cool season species. Karcher et al., however, has done some extensive work within species for both Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass. In 2005, they released some research relating to Bermuda grass and or within Bermuda grass. And just related to the cultivars that I'll be discussing today, within 2003, Karcher et al. Found that Riviera, Princess 77, and Patriot had greater or faster divot recovery than Tifway and Tifsport. But in their 2004 results, they did not find any differences within those same species. As I mentioned a minute ago, Karcher et al. Also performed another divot study within Zoysia grass cultivars, and again, related to the same cultivars that I'll be presenting today, Palisades, Cavalier, and Zorro had the fastest recovery times, while Meyer consistently had the least or the slowest recovery. So, even though Karcher's research was performed, even though it was not performed in a side-by-side trial, it was performed at the same time and location. And if you were to look at the mean times for 50% recovery of those divots for both of those species, you'd notice some similarities within those means. So the objective of my research or our research is to quantify the divot recovery for various Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass cultivars. The study was completed in Fayetteville, Arkansas, with 12 cultivars of Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass. There are 5 cultivars of Bermuda grass, Patriot, Princess 77, Riviera, Tifsport, and Tifway, and 7 cultivars of Zoysia grass, Cavalier, Diamond, El Toro, Meyer, Palisades, Zenith, and Zorro. The study was completed using plots that are 1.8 by 1.8 meters, replicated 4 times, and arranged in a randomized complete block design. Plots were also mowed at 1.3 centimeters, and Bermuda grass plots received 49 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per growing month, and Zoysia grass plots received 24 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per growing month. This was based upon input from Arkansas golf course superintendents. So plots were divoted in 3 different occasions: the 7th of July 2008, 25th of August 2008, and 21st of May 2009. 3 subsamples, or standardized divots approximately 5 by 10 centimeters, were taken from each plot using a method, using a modified edger as described by Fry et al. Divots were then backfilled with sand to be level with the soil surface. The recovery was quantified using digital image analysis by measuring percent green turfgrass coverage. And this is the same method that was used in Karcher et al.'s research with Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass divot recovery. Pictures were collected every 3 to 7 days for analysis of coverage. This slide illustrates the method used to actually analyze for percent coverage. And the top picture demonstrates a Tifway Bermudagrass divot 0 days after injury. And the picture directly below it is the same divot 9 days after that same injury. Now, using an equation and also the coverage results from the digital image analysis, we're able to calculate percent recoveries. The top image is an analysis of the 0 days after injury, and then the bottom image, the bottom right image, displays the recovery of 9 days after image, which is 72% recovery. For our data analysis, nonlinear regression was used to differentiate days to 50% recovery from the injury of divoting. 95% confidence intervals were determined by predicted slope values of cultivar mean time. And now moving into the specific results that we found. Cultivars were determined to be significant at 0.0001 level in all three divoting periods. I'm going to set up this chart a similar setup will be used for the following two charts after this one. On the x-axis we have days after injury, and those bars or those boxes separated there are the confidence 95% confidence interval used for the 50% recovery from divoting. And the name for each cultivar is located to the right of each box, and the mean time in days for recovery is in parentheses for each of those cultivars. Those bars that are indicated in blue are Bermudagrass cultivars, and those in green are Zoysiagrass cultivars. So, looking at the results from 7th of July 2008, those cultivars in the highest group or fastest divot recovery were Princess 77, Riviera, and Palisades, and those within the slowest group were Zenith, El Toro, and Meyer. The results for 25th of August 2008, those cultivars in the fastest group were Riviera, Princess 77, Palisades, El Toro, and Diamond. And those in the slowest group were Zenith, Cavalier, Tif Sport, Meyer, and Tifway. Looking at the third and final date for the results for 50% recovery of divoting, those in the fastest grouping were Princess 77, Riviera, Meyer, Cavalier, Zorro, and Tifway. While those in the lowest group, but still less in recovery or slower in recovery than Princess 77 in Riviera, were Zenith, Diamond, El Toro, and Palisades. So just kind of summarizing these three charts, those cultivars with the fastest time to 50% divot recovery were Princess 77 and Riviera Bermudagrass, as well as Palisades Zoysiagrass. The cultivar with the slowest time to 50% recovery throughout all three collection dates was Zenith Zoysiagrass. There were some differences that were observed when looking across seasons. Palisades, which had a relatively fast recovery in the 7th of July and 25th of August 2008, had a much slower relative recovery in the 21st of May 2009. El Toro, which had a relatively fast recovery in 25th of August 2008, had an inverse observation with a slow recovery on 21st of May 2009. Cavalier also was something that had a kind of an opposite effect between seasons, where it had a relatively fast recovery in the 7th of July 2008 and 21st of May 2009, but had a slower recovery on the 25th of August. And kind of one of the things that we observed that can be observed from this data is that there's considerable seasonal differences. Just by looking at the nonlinear regressions for two different dates, the 7th of July 2008 and the 25th of August 2008, You can see that there's significant differences in the trend where it's a much steeper curve or faster time to divot injury, to 50% divot injury when compared to the 25th of August, where it's a much longer time to 50% divot injury. And one potential explanation for this could be the average maximum temperature, where it was 32 degrees centigrade for 7th of July and 27 degrees for 25th of August. When looking at this, or when comparing our results to that of Karcher's in both of those studies, there were some similarities. Those cultivars with the fastest recovery were Princess 77 and Riviera, and those with slower recovery were Tiff Sport and Tiffway. Those with, when looking at the Zoysia grass divot injury or divot recovery study, those cultivars with the fastest recovery were Palisades, Cavalier, and Zorro, and those with a slow recovery were Meyer. One difference that was noticed between our research and that of Karcher's was that Zenith actually performed much poorly, as in it had a much slower divot recovery in our study as opposed to Karcher's, in which it was found that it had kind of middle-of-the-road recovery with respect to the other cultivars. So kind of when we look at just our research, when you know our objective was to compare Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass in a side-by-side trial, and so you know one thing that we did kind of show was that there were some Zoysia grasses that were similar to Bermuda grasses, especially with respect to Patriot, Tiffway, and Tiff Sport, in which there were cultivars that didn't necessarily outcompete them, but all there were some cultivars that were similar to those Bermuda grasses on all dates. And as I mentioned earlier, talking a little bit about recuperative potential in textbooks and things where it's commonly, you know, just denoted that Bermuda grass has a much faster recuperative potential. I think that our research kind of it's providing more evidence that, or it's strengthening this stance, but I think that the Zoysia grasses are enhancing our knowledge of what the recuperative potential is. And in addition to that, part of my research is actually looking into the divot resistance to kind of, again, strengthen our knowledge of exactly what is recuperative potential and how that relates to recovery of these grasses. So with that, I'd like to thank you for your time and answer any questions that you might have.
We have plenty of time for questions. Eric?
Yes.
Do you have a theory why the seeded Bermuda grasses recover faster than the vegetated?
Well, you know, I don't actually. I'd say maybe in the fact that, you know, maybe they're closer to common types, which tend to have a faster growth rate than the hybrid types. But outside of that, that's merely a speculation. Yes.
Any observation on the infill? Was it all laterally, or did you have any concern of it coming back?
Well, yes, there were actually some cultivar differences with respect to how they recovered from the injury. There are some cultivars that recover predominantly from rhizomes, and there are some that spread or that recover predominantly from stolons. With respect to comparing across species, the Bermuda grasses, it didn't really seem like they had any preference, but the Zoysia grasses, there were clear preferences among the cultivars. Specifically, Diamond, for instance, spread or filled in the divots consistently by rhizomes, or was more seemed like it tended to use rhizomes as opposed to stolons.
Question in the back.
Yes.
I noticed that you use a 2 different matching year rates. How about a phosphorus?
We did not. We just used a urea source for fertilization. The phosphorus levels we checked before the study, and they were adequate for the field, so or for the experiment area. Yes.
Some of the cultivars that you used have some very strong purple pigments in the stems. How did you account for that with the digital image analysis?
Well, with respect to the stems, I guess I would assume that we didn't really experience anything that it was more of an effect from the leaf as opposed to the stem, and we were able to adjust the settings accordingly and to make sure that we were to accurately measure the full coverage of the turf grass.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
On the Bermudas that you looked at, which one, in your opinion, has the widest leaf? Somewhat of a similar question, do you think that when you measure with the digital camera, it's cover versus the sand, which you can adjust, but which one, in your opinion, do you think had was fill in from having a wider leaf, and which one actually would have the more number of stolen shoots collectively?
Okay, of those cultivars and species that had the widest leaves, within the Bermuda grass species, I would say that the common types without a doubt had the wider leaf blades, those with Riviera and Princess 77. Coincidentally, I mean, those were the ones that did recover faster. I don't know if that was a species effect comparing the common type to the hybrid, but with respect to the zoysia grasses, the japonicas typically had wider leaf blades, such as the Palisades and El Toro. But one interesting observation is that Palisades, you know, did actually recover faster than a cultivar that has a similar leaf blade width, such as El Toro. So,
thank you. Any other questions? We'll wait for the end of the session. Let's give them a round of applause.